Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Astrological Intentions. I am your host, Alex Reavy, along with the Phoenix herself, Sandy Reavy.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
It is good. It is episode 297, week of April 1st to the 8th. Let's get right into it. In the transits, we have April 1st, Monday.
Mercury stationing retrograde.
And April 3rd, Wednesday, Venus conjunct Neptune.
In love with love.
April 4th, Thursday, Venus ingress Aries.
Fallen from high.
And April 6th, Saturday, Venus sextile Pluto.
Yes, I can.
Then many talisman times coming up that we want to discuss with you. A very special talisman of the month. And on the horizon, a couple events, one free and one in our Patreon community, all about Jupiter Uranus. And in our house, I want to celebrate the astrological new year with you all and share my Aries meditation. Stay tuned for this episode of Astrological Intentions. I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute. Jump in the river. Wash yourself clean so you can deliver you. Hello, Phoenix.
I get it. We did. We rose from the bed every morning and didn't get to bed till late at night.
Yeah.
So we were on our feet from about 6 a.m. till about 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
Yeah.
With the Hay House, I can do it. Yes, we did it.
It was
beautiful.
And we rose.
I hope some of you are listening to us. I'm sure you had a great experience. What am I trying to say? I'm tongue tied. A great experience like we did.
Yes. Yeah. It's so true. I want to shout out to all of our listeners who are either new or been around for the almost 5 years we've been.
We're coming up on the 300 mark.
Yes, we are coming up on the 300 mark.
Should we do something special?
I think we should. We're going to start planning and we'll let you know in a few weeks. But yes, so you are the Phoenix. I'm also the Phoenix daughter. So it was just a really wonderful and special weekend to share with everybody at the I Can Do It show. I feel like we have a now community of Phoenix women who are rising from the ashes, really taking challenges head on. And we're so excited to be welcoming more of those types into our community. So welcome. We have a wonderful episode ready and waiting for you. I want to go direct to all of our listeners before we get started. And I am putting out a request for an astrology question that you have. It could be, why is it that the eclipse season only comes a certain amount and I'm really confused about it? Give me something that is just a little bit mind-boggling, a little puzzling, and we're going to respond to it here on the podcast for you. And you can get those sent in via voice message. If you're listening on Spotify, you can also email us, alex@intentionbeads.com, and send in those questions, because this is a perfect opportunity for us to get you clarified on what's going on astrologically.
Yeah. And I thought you were going to maybe mention the Empire information that we just got, that we are chosen as one of 14 women to be recognized in 2024. We'll talk about that next week.
Yes, let's talk about it next week, just because I don't have that right in front of me right now. okay, so let's move into the transits. We have the start of the week is Mercury stationing retrograde. Don't be alarmed. April 1st, Monday. Let's hear about it.
Monday, April 1st, April Fool's Day, is the trickster is heading retrograde. So I don't know that it's ever happened on this day, right? So Mercury, the planet of communication, is retrograding. He's going backwards, just like he played a trick on his brother Apollo when he stole the cattle and walked backwards to hide his tracks of where he was putting these stolen cows or oxen. So yeah, it activates the fire trigon. This is at 27 degrees of Aries. So if anybody has that placement in their natal chart, you're going to turn the pilot light off for now, right? Just turn your pilot light down. You don't have to have hot, 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 mm-hmm. right? Because it's activating this fire trigon. We need to wait 3 weeks until about the 23rd of April in order to reignite our flame, mm-hmm. right? So it's kind of Mercury likes in Aries here at 27 degrees likes to talk really fast and think things as quick as they're forming in the mind, they come out the mouth, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Or they go onto paper.
Right.
And so it's kind of like slowing down and retrograding and reviewing things that you have possibly made promises mm-hmm. in the last couple of weeks. What do you need to reevaluate? What do you need to kind of reignite over this period?
Right.
And it's April Fool's Day. So you think it might be like, oh, that's a joke. Honey, stop playing a joke on me. And it's like, no, it's Mercury's retrograde.
We're recalibrating.
It's not anybody playing a joke on anybody. It's the trickster playing a joke on you on April Fool's.
Right.
He's very happy to have his day on the day that we celebrate the Fool's Day. Mm-hmm.
So let's move to April 3rd, Wednesday, Venus conjunct Neptune.
I really like this. Mm-hmm. This is at 28 degrees of Pisces. And because Venus is exalted in Pisces, where the modern ruler of Pisces is Neptune, that it's called reception. And really, you can't get any more romantically involved than being in love with love, right?
Sure.
So, you know, yeah, live in your fantasy of all. Just today, imagine a fantastical time vacation, a day by the water. It's kind of like that commercial. Do you know that commercial? I mean, I was watching a lot of cable when I was with my mom, hanging out with her. Mm-hmm. And there was this commercial, and I can't even believe I said it to my mom. I said, Mom, I love this commercial. Every time it would come on, and it has to do with like a grown woman and a grown man are on this very sensual vacation, and one's looking at the other and sending drinks to the other and smiling and just happen to be nodding to one another. Mm-hmm. And at the very end of the commercial, they're checking out together, and the woman says to the other woman, which is very interesting, that it's woman to woman, right? The Venus to the Venus, right? Mm-hmm. Is saying, ma'am, I hope you enjoyed your vacation with your husband.
Yeah, so they were like kind of being coy.
Yeah, it was being fun. Like, I think I like you over there. I'm just going to send you a drink. And hey, how about I'm going to go swim over here and take my cover up off and welcome you into the water with me, right? It was very, very sensual. Right. Mm-hmm. And very romantic. It's a really cool, and I think it might be for secrets or something, vacation spot. But it's like that, you know, doing things for the sexiness or sensuality of things, whether it's art, concert, whether it's, you know, having a cocktail and walking around an art museum, although I don't know that you can do that. But an art exhibit, you certainly can, mm-hmm. or going to a concert. This is just a great day. And it is, you know, it's Wednesday, hump day.
Right.
So in love with love.
Well, yeah, perfect. And April 4th, Thursday, we have Venus ingress Aries.
So Venus is done with Pisces, where she has been exalted. She's up on a pedestal, and she immediately moves at 11 p.m. Thursday, the 4th, into Aries, where she has fallen from on high. This is her detriment. Mm-hmm. She doesn't like. Venus likes to be adored and, you know, pampered. But Venus in Aries says she has to go out and get what she wants. So she goes from her beautiful high heels, probably with rhinestones on it, and into her Skechers or her running shoes with mm-hmm. lacing, with lace ups and a good insole, right? And it's more, fast paced. Mm-hmm. So she has to kind of switch from that beautiful, if we say, romantic getaway,
right.
And then she's back out of her, you know, her high heel sandals, and she is running fast and getting things done on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Back to the grind. So
yeah, it's back to, but she's able to do it, but she has to put more effort or
right. That's a tough transition for anyone. Some, yeah, it's like getting back from vacation and you were in the lull and placitude of everything, and then here we are. We're going back in. Dive head first. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
So let's move on to April 6th, Saturday, Venus sextile Pluto.
So because Venus just moved into a zero Aries, and then boom, in a couple days, she moves into 1 degree of Aries. So she sextiles Pluto mm-hmm. in Aquarius. And this is a yes, I can. You know, she is here going, she can change her mind here. You know, I mean, to stand in her power to fight power. Mm-hmm. It's a sextile. So it says I have the opportunity to kind of be vibrant and reinforce. Maybe that vacation was really good for me. And now that I got my running shoes on, I'm running into Pluto and I can get a little bit of my fortitude from this power planet
mm-hmm.
that says right. here, here's an opportunity to take a little bit of this power.
Yes.
So I like that.
And what a big week. You know, I think April 1st is kind of like, all right, recalibrating, refinding, rediscovering that what activates your fire, your passion. And then here we go. The rest of the week is very passionate, in love with love and Venus and Aries, that initiating and really starting from the beginning. And mm-hmm. yeah, exciting.
Yeah, it's not a bad week as long as we know that Mercury, the trickster,
is
heading back into for some his laughter of watching us get, you know, befumbled.
You're right.
Right.
So let's move into talisman times, where you have finished up 3 talismans and we have 2 more upcoming. So for anyone that's new on our podcast, the talisman times, if you are familiar, Sandy is a talisman maker, and Alex Beautiful Times that are upcoming, where she can hand sculpt these beautiful clay beads, and each one is named and the intention affirmation is in alignment with what was going on astrologically. So let's start with the finished talismans that you just completed.
Mm-hmm.
The first, to explore new horizons and expand my mind.
This I made Thursday, March 28th. The sun is in Aries. This is why I'm grabbing so many of these, is when the sun is in Aries, mm-hmm. Which is where the sun is exalted, because the sun, you know, is that it's lighter out. It's bringing warmth. It's bringing some fire. It's the beginning of the year, right? It's the beginning of the zodiac mm-hmm. year. And so placing the sun in Aries exaltation in certain areas of the sky, like this one is in the 9th house, which is I embrace my adventurous spirit and seek wisdom that influences my career and my public life.
Yes.
So this one is already made and up and available for purchase.
Yay. The next talisman, to attract abundance effortlessly.
I draw experiences and relationships that align with my highest good and deepest desires.
Mm-hmm.
I like this one. Again, it's that sun in Aries in the 10th house. So it's up at the top of the chart in that public view. And the moon is in Sagittarius. Yeah. And Venus is still here in her Pisces exaltation. And so it's kind of about drawing these beautiful experiences and relationships that are for my highest and best desires. Now, we hear that a lot in people saying, you know, when I do events and we do mm-hmm. a circle and we go around, particularly on retreats, you know, we always hear, you know, I align with my highest good and desires, right, to the highest good. This one is a general one, but it's to attract abundance effortlessly in whatever, whether it's finances, whether it's relationships, whether it's good vibration, whether it's a good position, a job,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Children, good moments. This is a general one. I really like this one.
Yeah. And the third talisman to discuss, this one I believe is sold.
Yeah, the sold.
And as a quick preface, pre-sale talismans when Sandy elects these times that these talismans are to be made. She also puts them on the website as a pre-sale. So the beads have yet to be made. And if you purchase a pre-sale talisman, you can have a little bit of customization when it comes to that talisman. So you can say, you know what, I see this talisman of mine being blue. I see it being fiery reds, whatever it is. You and Sandy get in contact prior to that talisman being made.
Right. So if anyone purchases something pre-sale, I'll get right to them in an email and say, you know, do you want large bead or small bead? What are the two colors that you get to choose? Here's the time. Here's the intention and affirmation. I will text you and we will do a countdown. You will just be in a sacred space, sacred meditation, while I'm making your beads.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I've already written the intention. I've already written the affirmation. I found the time. Whether it's based specifically on your chart or not, it's still what's called a universal.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what happened here. So interesting. So we're at the Hay House and one of our new clients, which is divine.
Right.
I called her and was like, oh, you're so divine. And she was saying what she wanted. And I'm like looking through my book going, I just wrote that down. I've done one recently about that. And I'm searching. And it was the exact words. She said she wanted to make a mark, leave a mark in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I just wrote that in a talisman and I can't find it.
We were both looking for it.
I thought maybe I sold it, but I don't remember activating it. So I'm
like, I looked it up in our point of sale just by searching the words. And I said, yeah, it's this number. And we started looking through all of our inventory. Lo and behold, it was a pre-sale. So yeah, it wasn't made yet. So of course we didn't have it physically, but that's when she learned what a pre-sale was and she signed up immediately for that. And that's when you get to create them together.
Yeah. So this one is Sunday, March 31st, to make a lasting impact on the world.
Mm-hmm.
With determination and charisma, I rise to positions of power and influence, achieving my goals and leaving a mark.
Yes.
So this is sold already, and she got to pick what size bead she wants. She gave me some colors. I've given her all the intention and affirmation. I've given her the time. And so she'll be, you know, in spirit with me at the same time. Yes. I'll be making her beads.
And exciting.
Then they ship to her.
Exciting. Yeah. So yeah, Let's move on to the upcoming talismans. We have two to share with you all. The first one is to illuminate my ambition and achievements. This was Wednesday, April 3rd.
This is coming up. I remain grounded in my values and true purpose. I know my impact extends far beyond myself.
Mm.
Because the sun is in Aries on the midheaven, but excuse me, the moon is in Aquarius. So this again has this grounded sense of illuminating, putting the light up in the public view of mm-hmm. ambition and, mm-hmm. and achievements. Yeah.
Yep.
So this is available for anyone if they wanted a pre-sale. And if it doesn't sell by pre-sale, it's already made and the picture will be on the website.
Yes. So the second and final upcoming talisman, to harness the visionary spirit of Aquarius.
I build solid foundations for my ambitions. I embrace change with optimism and resilience. This is the moon in Aquarius. The moon's in the 10th house. So again, it's that harnessing the visionary spirits that is noticed in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's making a really nice aspect to Jupiter in the first. Jupiter is in Taurus. So there's a reception here. And so it's kind of looking and being this solid foundation of Taurian energy with Jupiter in the first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is definitely the epitome of building.
Mm-hmm.
Here we're going to announce our talisman of the month. Every month, Sandy chooses a talisman that is on special. So the one that we have is extremely special because this is not normally the type of talisman that we share here for the talisman of the month, but this is a pre-sale of the April 29th Jupiter-Uranus conjunction charm.
It's a charm. It's one bead
mm-hmm.
with six different patterns
and
a Swarovski crystal in a lobster claw
toggle that you can pretty much put wherever you want. If you already have a bracelet that you want to add it to, a zipper pull.
Yeah. Right. on another piece on a chain. It really has a versatile ability, and I can make a lot of them
right
during that time, not just one particular talisman. I can make multiple talismans right here. So yeah, and I want everybody to grab a little bit of this energy. So I want to have this, make this one charm, and which is, they get a discount, right?
Right.
It's so, $36, which is affordable.
Of course. And the talisman of the month is always 10% off. And this charm, the intention is to embrace the unexpected, allowing cosmic surprises to weave magic. I welcome these breakthroughs. My ideas blossom into sustainable solutions that benefit you and me.
Mm-hmm.
So we love those. If you head over to our website and check out the Talisman of the Month, that's where you're going to find it. Let's move on to the horizon. We just finished up a free event called the Jupiter-Uranus Lucky Breaks. Sandy did a fabulous job going through the basics of what is Jupiter, what is Uranus, what does it mean that they're conjunct in Taurus? So if you are curious about that, it's still available on our website. You can register and you stream it there online.
And it's free.
For free.
For free.
Right.
It's free.
Also, April 10th, we have, again, more Jupiter-Uranus, but this webinar is going to be with Sandy and her cohort, Susan Goodell, financial astrologer, where they're going to be looking at this transit in a lot more detail, giving you dates, historical happenings, and what really to expect in the future for your for whatever is going on with this Jupiter-Uranus, right?
Yeah, what house is it in for you? Is it hitting any of your planets? This is the Patreon group.
Right.
You must be a member to get this. You have to be a Big Dipper member, which is $30 a month.
Correct. Yeah. Yep.
And you get all the webinars.
All the webinars. It's fabulous. So I think we'll end the horizon here because we do, of course, have our retreats to talk about, but they are on the website. And if you are interested in joining us for any of the retreats, you can always get a free 15-minute reading to ask Sandy any questions to see if the retreat is right for you. And without further ado, I have a little celebration meditation for us to start the Aries season, which is the first season of the astrological year. So here is a great way to really burst out of our seed and start the new year right. So stay tuned and listen in. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for doing that, Alex.
Welcome to the Zodiac Sign Series. We are beginning with the always first Aries. This archetypal sign is cardinal fire. So let's break that down. Cardinal is the initiator, the starting point, the initial act of beginning. The fire element is exactly as we experience it. Hot, quick to spark or spread, difficult to sustain, and can selfishly burn up earthly resources. It is the most energetic of the elements. When we put these two together, we get a sign that is unlike any other. Aries, the only cardinal fire. This archetype is the first to act, fueled by immense drive and energy, and has little regard for the judgment of others. Aries is represented by the ram. Head down, the ram scrapes its hooves into the earth and without hesitation bursts into a sprint towards the target. This Aries archetype is able to blaze a path head first, charging forward without fear or limitation, intensely focused on the target ahead. We all have this Aries energy within us. So let's hit the ground running, charging forth courageously to seize the day. This is an active meditation. so there is no need to sit in place or lie down. During this short meditation, you can be in movement, driving in the car, on a walk, or busily working with your hands. All you need is to lend your ear and a bit of attention to the words and prompts. I've collected a list of quotes from a wide range of influential leaders, artists, and authors, names that you may know and others you may not. The one connecting thread is that each quote has been inspired by the Latin phrase carpe diem, which means to pluck the day or seize the day. Use this meditation to focus on the present, appreciate the value of every moment, and avoid postponing things unnecessarily. Because as we know, every day and every life ultimately comes to an end. As I read these Carpe Diem quotes, ponder them, embody them, be inspired by them. Let's begin. When you arise in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to think, to enjoy, to love. Marcus Aurelius. Bringing people into the here and now, that is the real universe. That's the only present moment. The past is no good to us, and the future is full of anxiety. Only the present is real and useful. Saul Bellow. Make each day your masterpiece. John Wooden. Today is the day you've been waiting for. Marty Rubin. The future depends on what you do today. Gandhi. Go for it now. The future is promised to no one. Wayne Dyer. You will never find time for anything. If you want time, you must make it. Charles Buxton. You've never lived this day before, and you never will again. Make the most of it. An unknown author. All our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. Walt Disney. Your life isn't behind you. Your memories are behind you. Your life is always ahead of you. Today is a new day. Seize it. Steve Maraboli. Forever is composed of nows. Emily Dickinson. Why not just live in the moment, especially if it has a good beat? Goldie Hawn. God gave us the gift of life. It is up to us to give ourselves the gift of living it well. Voltaire. Don't count the days. Make the days count. Don't be fooled by the calendar. There are only as many days in the year as you make use of. Charles Richards. And one last quote for a good laugh. Seize the moment. Remember all those women on the Titanic who waved off the dessert cart. Irma Bombeck. Now, right now is your starting point. This Aries archetype is within you, and it is up to you to focus on the target and charge forward. How will you activate this part of yourself today? You are at your starting gate. 3, 2, 1, go. So who's ready to lace up your shoes, get going, especially with this Aries season and Venus in Aries?
Yeah, carpe diem.
Let's go.
Seize the day.
All right, everybody. Seize the day until we see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye. I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute, jump in the river. Wash yourself clean so you can deliver you. The story of you, the story of you. The story of you, the story.